Praise the Lord, everyone. I just want to give a shout out to Mervin Slay and his lovely wife, Veronica Slay. I thank God for this opportunity to be on the platform on this morning. And I just wanted to, you know, speak a word from the Lord this morning. And I wanted, my topic is about feelings over opinions. The Webster Dictionary defines opinions as a judgment or ruling form of something. Also, the Webster Dictionary defines feelings as an emotional state or response, a belief, care, or affection. What does the Bible say about opinions? We have to seek God for his approval. Stop fearing what others think about us. Nor do I persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men. For if I yet please men, I should not be a servant of Jesus Christ. And that's found in Galatians 1 and 10. What does the Bible say about feelings? Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, I will strengthen you, for I am God, Isaiah 41 and 10. Also, God said unto Moses, I am that I am, Exodus 3 and 14. I am the bread of life, John 6 and 35. I am the light of the world, John 8 and 12. I am the door, John 10 and 9. I am the good shepherd, John 10 and 14. Jesus said, I am the resurrection of the life, John 11 and 25. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14 and 6. I am the light of the world, John 9 and 5. I am the true vine, John 15 and 9. I am the first and the last, Revelations 1 and 17. Okay, as I sum it up, we have to respect others' opinions, and our feelings are valid, and the pain is real. Point number one, when we make a mistake about opinion as the truth, as a believer, we must seek and apply God's truth in our lives each and every day so that we aren't easily persuaded by opinions that are lined up with God's truth from the word from the Lord. My point number two, the book of Psalms 34 and 18 and 19, the King James says, how God focused on our distress. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the affliction, but the righteous, the Lord will deliver them out of it all. And point number three, our God, our Father God has compassion for all his children. The Apostle Paul writes on this quote of real feelings to encourage Timothy to be not overcome by fear. For this reason, why 2 Timothy 6 and 7 says that that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Finally, my brothers and my sisters, God's word is so beautifully written that helps us to refrain from our emotions by placing our focus and our intentions back on God's power, his strength, his ability to meet us with all our emotions. There are four types of feelings. There's happiness, there could be sadness, there could be fear, and there could be anger. In my closing, here are the fruits of the Spirit. If we apply these fruits of the Spirit to our daily lives, which is found in Galatians 5:22, verses 22 and 23, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. And the faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I thank God for saving me one day, because when I think things over and I look back and I look back and I think things over, God has been truly good to me. I'm a living witness of what God could do. He could do exceedingly abundantly more than we ever could dream or hope for. I was a wretch undone. I almost lost my life. But I thank God for one day I was crying out to him and I said, oh Lord, deliver me. I was in a McDonald's bathroom in Long Beach, California, and I cried out to the Lord. Oh Lord, deliver me. I was addicted to substance abuse. I was addicted to alcohol. But when I met this white substance, cocaine, it took me to my very low. It took me to the bottom of the curve. I mean, I was just tore up from the neck up and needed a check up from my neck up. I was insane. But God tapped into my life and restored me back into sanity. So that's my testimony. And I just want to thank God for the miracle working of what God could do. And if he did it for me, he can surely do it for others. Don't give up on your loved ones. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He bled, hung, and died for all our sins. None of us are perfect. We all have fallen short for the glory of God. And I thank God for Minister Melvin Slay and his lovely wife, Veronica. And I thank God that we still remain friends over the 32 years. Praise the Lord, everybody. I love you with the love of the Lord.